Anyway, let me just start. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Bing Kiat. Some of you may not have met me before, but you may have received an email from me at some point or other, which you might have considered as spam. Welcome, right? Welcome to all of you to PyCon Asia Pacific. This is the first time, obviously, that we are running this here in Singapore. Now, before I actually really start, you know, I really would like all of you to
stand,
make sure that you shake the hands of at least five individuals that you don't already know. Okay, that you don't already know. Before you sit down, I can see I got an enthusiastic crowd. Okay, now you got to tell them your name, tell them where you're from, right before you sit. Can you do that? And make sure you don't fall from the steps.
Okay. My name is Zunpat. Zunpat is my next name. I am the we come from China. Okay.
I got my colleague Morgan explained to me very nicely last year when we were in Chicago for the PyCon in Chicago, and this is what he said, right? Okay, sorry, I sort of got part of my speech scripted. Okay. This is what he said. Do you know that I heard the sound of people keying on their keyboards while they were in the toilet? Or something to that effect. That's what he told me. You know? And he said, these guys are really geeks. Well, actually, Morgan is no less of a geek himself, but you know, when he told me that, I thought, wow. You know? So that was what PyCon was. So if you hear anything resembling what I've just explained, right? Don't panic. You don't have to come and look for us, you know that somebody is doing something, you know, in the toilet. Okay. Well, that brings me to Steve Holden. Okay, no, I did not meet him in the toilet. I met him in the conference proper. Okay. I do stand amongst many of you here who are, you know, giants in the PyCon world. I'm very happy and thankful that, you know, Steve has traveled all the way here from the US to join us together with Dorothy here in Singapore. It's really a privilege that we can have him come. And not just Steve, I know there are many of you who have come. Mark has come from Australia, Wesley has come from the US, and many of others who have come from different parts of the world, Japan. I heard we have somebody who's come all the way from Hawaii as well. So thank you to all. Let me just say a little bit about why we also organize PyCon here in Singapore. Well, as you know, PyCon is basically organized to serve as a platform for PyCon users from Asia Pacific countries to come together to meet with fellow PyCon users. It's especially so for those who are coming from smaller communities. I know, like communities in Vietnam or in Cambodia, communities are much smaller, and this is all like the only opportunity they get to meet in a bigger conference like this, right? Because they don't get the opportunity to meet within their own countries. And we thought that would be a good platform. And the idea of going to the US was also going to be a little bit prohibitive in terms of cost. So we hope Singapore is not the cheapest place as well. But hopefully with the travel, the budget airlines that we get coming to Singapore, you know, it's sort of still sort of more affordable coming here. Well, the vision that we hope for PyCon Impact for the PyCon communities was to take turns in hosting this particular event, but not really in competition with what the other countries are doing already. We know that in New Zealand, we don't have a PyCon happening there this year. Australia is going to happen sometime like in a week and a half or two, and that really sprung up out of the blue, and we are very happy for that to happen. And in India as well, I think that's something that's going to happen sometime in September, or is it or November. So it's not so much in competition, but we see PyCon Asia as sort of complementing or adding on to what some of these in-country initiatives are already doing. Right? And we also hope that with PyCon Asia, we can really attract key individuals the giants, if you like, in the Python world to come, and be our keynotes and be our special guests, like what we have managed to do this year. All right. And of course, PyCon is not just for Python users, but it's also for anyone adopting an exploratory perspective towards Python as well. Well, as we saw in the tutorials yesterday, the Python 101s and the Python 102s, we got quite a number of people who obviously see Python being new and they want to sort of learn and pick it up. So we're quite happy for that to happen. So if you come from an institution of higher learning today, right, we have a special education track this afternoon with the experience of teaching introductory programming to 2,500 students using Python will be shared. And you should be happy to know that yes, that is already happening here in Singapore. Okay. If you look at our programs as well, you will know that Python is used by a very diverse, very group of individuals in many different areas. And they will be sharing with us the work that they've been doing. And in good Python tradition, we have also allocated time for lightning talks and concurrent open space as well. For those of you who have attended PyCons before, I'm sure you know what those are. And we ask that you participate on those with your talks and with anything that you would like to share what you're doing on. Okay. And that note, maybe I should just get Andrew. Where's Andrew? Andrew is the coordinator for the lightning talks, right? Andrew, that's it. And Morgan, who's sitting right beside him, the one who told me about the story about the kid. Well, he's helping us to handle the open spaces. Okay. Now, we also have a new initiative this year, all right? And we call that the Python Coders Tournament. Okay. So my thanks goes to the husband and wife team of Chris and Sandra. Chris, Sandra, there they are. Alright, so they have arranged that for us. Well, it's a fun competition, am I right to say that? And it's got a serious lead fun prize as well, right, of an Apple iPad. Looking at the numbers that we have in this room and others will be coming, I think the odds are pretty good. I think the odds are pretty good to win an iPad. So everyone's going to give it a try. And I must say that everyone participates sort of anonymously, so it doesn't matter where you are, no one's going to get embarrassed with participating in this. Okay. Alright. Now, finally, I just want to just acknowledge the support and sponsorship of different organizations, Google, Oracle, Amazon Web Services, and the local ones as well, Republic Polytechnic for sponsoring the education track, SMU for the wonderful venue that we have. The Singapore Tourism Board, to everyone here who's out of Singapore coming for this conference, we thank you for it. We hope to get some money from them because of you. And Asia Radio. We wouldn't be here without them, so thanks to all of them as well. So again, welcome to all of you here. We hope you have an enjoyable conference. Thank you very much. All right, so the next part is I'm going to introduce Steve. Okay, and here's the official bio that I got from him. I'm just going to read that out before the non-official bit comes in. Okay. Well, Steve has founded and chaired the first Python community conference, Establishing PyCon, as the premier event for Pythonists in North America. He again chaired PyCon in 2004 and 2005. He received the Frank Willison Memorial Award for his service to the Python community in 2007. Steve is a consultant, instructor and author active in Python networking and security technologies. He is the author of Python web programming and for 2 years wrote the monthly Brandon Hibbs column of Python magazine. He joined the ESF in 2003, his board of directors in 2004, and became chairman in 2008. Steve runs Olin Web LLC, a consulting and training company with a strong Python focus. Now that's the official bit. The unofficial bit, if I can add, it's a fact that Steve has been very kind and warm with his welcome when I was in Chicago last year, and the way in which he has welcomed and supported us with this conference, can only be said nothing less than fantastic. So thank you very much, Steve.